أنتم على تسعينات اف ام.
In our world we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to Compelling Difference. Here is you today, Rama, on Radio 90s FM. So in our last episode, we have discussed a lot about dating and marriage in the United States and Egypt. And the question of the last episode was, would you date someone who have different beliefs from yours? And actually, we got many responses. Some agreed to that, saying they want to date someone who has different background or different culture from theirs, and others were more conservative, saying that dating someone from a different culture would be a struggle because it wouldn't be successful. To extend our discussion further, we will talk today about family. So, the topic of today's episode is a family talk. So, we will start with the definition of the family. They are basically group of two or more people, living together related by birth, marriage, or adoption. Some people even consider pets to be part of their families. In the United States, a family consists of three people on average, and the family is a unit of the society. Most families consist of a wife, a husband, and children living together, with extended family living separately. The size of the family in the United States is declining because women decide or choose to have fewer children. So we have been discussing individualism and how it affects the American society. So individualism also affects the family structure in the United States because Americans tend to be more self-reliant and responsible for their actions. They also encourage their children to be responsible and independent at an early age, so we wouldn't really be surprised if an American child pursues their own dreams and his or her own endeavors without taking the family into consideration as we do in Egypt. So the concept of individualism also extends to older family members. Older family members prefer to live on their own instead of living with the younger generations because they don't want to be a burden on them. So when does an American child become independent? Of course, family, they're not like, you should go out and you wouldn't be part of the family anymore. No, they actually prepare kids for independence. So after college and after some few years of college or high school, the kids get their own job, they get their own apartment, and they become independent. This also depends on the family and the background of this family, because some Egyptian Americans or Indian Americans wouldn't really let their kids live away from them till they get married. So what are the gender roles in an American family? Unfortunately, gender roles have some patriarchy because men are expected to be the money makers and women primarily take care of the children, the family. However, this is slowly changing because women are getting more into the labor force and even more into the political office. So women contribute equally to men right now in the United States in the family. So there are also different types of family due to single parenthood, adoptive household, and step parenting. So it's no longer a family structure of a wife and a husband. It can be single parents. Also, people in the United States gather a family gathering in Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and Mother's Day. There is a huge misconception and that Egyptians have about Americans that Christmas Day is the same day as New Year's Eve, which is completely wrong, because when I went to the United States, I discovered that Christmas Eve is on 24th of December, while New Year's Eve is on the 31st of December. So they are completely different. The main holiday in the United States is Thanksgiving, because Americans celebrate Thanksgiving on the 4th Thursday of November. So the basically a typical Thanksgiving day would be there a time of the year for food, family, and friends. People gather to share a meal and reflect on all the things that they are grateful for. So in a typical Thanksgiving day, an American family would watch Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's basically a celebration where there are huge inflatable balloons filled with helium, and they would be floating in the sky of Manhattan. Then the family would have a Thanksgiving meal with roast turkey as a masterpiece and pumpkin pie for dessert. Then family members would share what they are thankful for. It's wonderful to hear everyone talking about their most amazing moments of the last year. A new tradition in the United States is Friendsgiving. This is also before Thanksgiving, before everyone goes home. Everyone would gather with their friends, enjoying each other's company and sharing a meal. Many American families invite international students to their home during Thanksgiving so that they wouldn't spend the Thanksgiving time alone. Thanksgiving also reflects the value of giving back to the society. So you would find many annual food drives in the United States during that time. And of course, the most important tradition is shopping on Black Friday. You would find the stores having big sales and big like discounts all over the country. So this is a big time for shopping. So that's basically about Thanksgiving in the United States. We will know more about family, the concept of family in Egypt, and some celebrations Egyptians have when we're back.
I know water that's thicker than blood, that's deeper than love with my friends. People coming, some people going, some people ride to the end. When I am blind, in my mind, I swear they'd be my rescue, my lifeline. I don't know what I'd do if I'd survive. My brothers and my sisters in my life. Yeah, I know some people, they would die for me. We run together, they're my family. When I get up, they gon' be high with me. I'll stay forever, my family. Family. I'll stay forever. Nothing changed, now we're grown. We're still young, still got our mindless ways and a timeless phase kicking songs. When I am blind, in my mind, I swear they'd be my rescue, my lifeline. I don't know what I'd do if I'd survive. My brothers and my sisters in my life. Yeah, some people, they would die for me. We run together, they're my family. When I get up, they go.
don't be out of me. I'll stay forever my family.
Welcome back. So, you're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rama. If you want to call us to contribute to the program, please call us on 01-000-427-894. If you are calling from the U.S., please add 0112 before the mentioned number. You can also watch our live video on Facebook, on Radio 90s FM Facebook page. You can also contribute through answering the question of today's episode, which is, what's your favorite family gathering time? So we're talking about the family traditions and the family structure in the United States, and now is the time to talk about family structure in Egypt. So basically, in Egypt, family is an essential part, especially is that Egypt is a collectivist society, meaning that the group comes before the individual. The family consists of a father and a mother and their children. They are living together, but it's also expected to find extended family living at the same building as, like, you would find three generations living in the same building, and this building is for the whole family. So it's basically like share. It has more sharing values, and it has more like you would have less privacy to be in an Egyptian family, because everyone just knows what goes around about everyone. So yeah. So the son or the older son is expected to live with his or parents till the age. To take care of them, and a woman would be expected to move with her husband to live with the in-laws. So what if the family members don't live together? They would still be connected through, like, communication. They would be still emotionally connected. However, Egyptian kids are very spoiled compared to American kids, because kids in Egypt are not taught to be independent at an early age. You would just depend mainly on their parents to spend money on them. And you would find an American mom, like, teaching their kids to make their beds and to do, like, the household chores with her. However, for an Egyptian mom, she wouldn't actually let her kids, like, do household work with her at all. So yeah. So there are also gender roles when it comes to an Egyptian family. The authority of the family tends to be in the hands of the oldest male. Because in Egypt, we live in a patriarchal society. Men have larger share of the decision-making than women, unfortunately. Men are also expected to be the breadwinner, while women are the primary caretakers of their children. Unfortunately, during an Egyptian family gathering, you would find women cooking and doing all the housework, and you would find men just chatting or having some fun while women are doing everything. Hopefully this will change. So also we would see that Egyptians are getting more westernized. However, Egypt remains a more conservative community than the United States in general. For the holidays that Egyptians celebrate, we celebrate Ramadan, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, Christmas, Mother's Day, New Year's, and Shem el-Nisim. I'll give you an example, the same way we talked about Thanksgiving, I'll give you an example of an Egyptian celebration, which is the holy month of Ramadan. In Ramadan, Egypt is known for its Ramadan traditions, and even other Muslim countries have copied these traditions from Egypt. So how is it like to have a whole Muslim day in like Ramadan? How it would be like? A Ramadan day in an Egyptian family would start with all the markets full of special Ramadan food like dates, dried apricot paste, and nuts. And then there are also the traditional dawn awakeners, which we call in Egypt Misaharati. They would just go with their small drummers, with their small drums, so that people will be prepared for a whole fasting day by having their suhoor. You would also see children in Egypt playing with their lanterns, or as we call them, fanous. You would find children playing with them everywhere, and you would find actually this piece of decoration everywhere in the Egyptian streets, lighting up the street and being like a decorative piece. So during the day, Muslims fast from the sunrise to the sunset, and at the sunset time, a cannon is fired so that it would be a sign that we would break our fast by Maghrib prayers time. A Muslim family members then gather to break their fast. As Thanksgiving, Ramadan is a month of giving, and it's for helping others. It's also a time where people spiritually get closer to God by Tarawih prayers, and then friends and family members would go to the mosque together to pray. Another tradition of Ramadan is Ramadan TV series, with family members gathering to watch TV after iftar. And that's why TV series are basically broadcasted in Ramadan. We will learn more about family structure in Egypt, and we'll learn more about family structure in general when we're back.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet, to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, when all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? So loudly every heart could understand, that love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see, the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can be time.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rama. So if you want to call us, please call us on 01-000-427-894. If you want to contribute to the program, you can answer the question of the episode on Radio 90s FM Facebook page. So let's see our live video and see who is contributing. Thank you so much for Marwa Rashad, Ranim Lail, Ahmed Mohammed, and Ma Farag. Thank you so much for watching. Let's see. So right now, I will see your answers to the question of the episode, which was, what's your favorite family gathering time? Hannah Girgis commented saying, when we celebrate birthdays together. Hannah, I hope all of you will have happy birthdays. Karim Khalid commented saying, watching our favorite movies or family dinner in a garden. I hope you always have good family dinners. Raga El-Ghunaymi commented saying, the holidays and the weekends. So Raga is someone who always comments on our posts, and she always answers the question of the episode. So she mentioned before that she is Egyptian-American, so I think by the holidays you mean the Christmas days and the same time the Eid and Ramadan. So yeah, I hope you would always have great Ramadan and great holidays, Raja. Iman Abdul Maksud commented saying, first day of Ramadan and Eid. Iman Hafiz commented saying, weekends when we are all at home. Weekends is a great time, actually. Hudal Bilesi commented saying, every moment with my family is so precious, especially after coronavirus and losing so many beloved persons. This made me realize the fact that every second with my family is so blessed. I hope everyone who died because of the coronavirus, I hope they would rest in peace. And actually, that's completely true, Hoda. Many of us have rethought their family ties, especially after the coronavirus. So Rana Ibrahim also commented saying, I love Thanksgiving. It's an extra special time with a special meal with the family. We spend the day cooking and talking to each other. And at the end, we end it with a large meal. Best day of the year, really. I hope you will have happy Thanksgivings, Rana. Isra Abdul Muttalib commented saying, I lived most of my life in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. I don't connect to holidays from any of these cultures. You raised a very good point, Isra. Actually, sometimes you wouldn't really connect to the holidays. However, you would, you wouldn't really lose the spirit of the meaning beyond the holiday. For example, if you are in Ramadan, you would just, give to the people who are in need. If you are in Thanksgiving, you would just take time to reflect on what you are thankful for. So for me, I don't connect with some holidays, but I just try to see the meaning behind them and I try to connect to the meaning. I hope you will connect to something soon, Isra. Ala Aisham commented saying, when my sister and her husband come to visit us, then you will have, I hope you will have so much fun, especially with children going around. All right, so we have been talking about the family structure. Another family structure that is not really considered a lot is families that are built because of adoption. Families are not only tied by blood, they can be tied by hearts as well. Making a family can be through adoption. There are many benefits for adoption, or as we call it in Egypt, kafala. There are many benefits for the adopting family and the kids who is being adopted. Many couples and singles dream of having a child, but they cannot have a child. However, they can make this wish come true by adoption to fulfill this dream. For the adopted child, we help create a new life for the child, where they can have many opportunities and more access to more education, health opportunities and better work. We will also provide the child for a safe and stable home environment. And in addition to the great benefits of kafala or adoption, there is huge religious significance to it. So I hope more families would consider adoption as an option if they cannot have children, or even if they can have children. I think adoption would still be great because of its religious significance and its significance to the society in general. Another big issue with families is domestic violence. Unfortunately, as we are discussing this episode right now, we would find the statistics in the United States that on average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by intimate partners. This equates more than 10 million women and men in a year. This is, of course, a huge number of people being abused. Domestic violence is defined as the violence perpetrated by intimate partners and other family members. In Egypt, it's not much better than the United States because there is a huge stigma or more culture towards accepting to domestic violence, especially against women. That's because the United Nations Development Program Gender and Justice Report in Egypt stated there is no law that explicitly refers to domestic violence in Egypt. Unfortunately, we have more tolerance towards domestic violence in Egypt, but this is changing. The police is taking domestic violence more seriously recently, and I hope this will continue to change. So what if you are someone who witnessed domestic violence, or you are someone who saw someone being abused? You should believe the victim and not shame the victim. You should also believe that if you see something, you should say something. And we should offer all the support possible to the victim of the domestic violence. And if you are a victim of domestic violence, please seek help. Seek help by a psychiatrist and the local police department. Yeah, as I said before, police has become more cooperative in Egypt handling domestic violence cases. So if you are also a victim of domestic violence, you should know the signals, so not to allow the violence to happen. Signals like shaming, gaslighting, and making you feel guilty for all the problems that happen. And don't think that people who abuse you are going to change, because they are not going to change. Things are just get worse. So yeah, that's basically it. So we have discussed today the family structure in the United States and Egypt. We have also discussed the main family gatherings in the United States and Egypt, and we discussed domestic violence and adoption. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we will meet next week. Good night!